Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 239. It's also the first episode of a new year, 2021. For those of you who've been listening to The Dream Show for a long time, and if you've been listening since episode one in real time, it's been a very long time because we started back in 2009, almost before podcasting was a thing, and we've been podcasting regularly since then. And if you have been listening for a long time, or at least some of that time, you'll know that most of our podcasts feature a guest. We phone or Skype a guest somewhere around the world who anonymously gives their tells us about a dream, and we explore it and interpret it and relate it to their life as we go. Occasionally, and this is one of those times, instead of having a guest on the show, I put together some information because I've heard from many of you that you like that I break up the episodes from time to time with some that actually give you good dream interpretation tips and straightforward information that you can digest and use. And I thought, what better time to do that than the start of a new year, particularly after the year that we've just had and the year that we're going into, which is still going to have its challenges for a while. So I've put together some things that I think suit the beginning of a new year, and particularly 2021. But before we go there, just a reminder of the websites. My main website, janeteresa.com, that's Teresa without an H, is where you can go to listen to every episode of The Dream Show that's ever been. You can also always listen to the most recent number of episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and various other podcast apps. JaneTeresa.com is also where you can go to read hundreds of blogs about dreams and dreaming, and also where you can go to find out about consulting me or to find out about my online courses. My other website, The Dream Academy, the address for that is dream-academy-online.com, is where you can go to study my courses in your own time, at your own pace, at your own leisure. They're video-led with notes that you can download, charts to fill in, and you can begin with a first course, which is called How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step, and you can work through the courses and even go up to the courses which train you to become a professional dream therapist. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. So what I've done for today's episode is picked three blogs that I wrote during 2020 that run together and that really explore the deep wealth that our dreams can offer us, point out ways in which our dreams can help us, particularly through difficult times, and also then to answer the question of whether our dreams, our own dreams, can help other people. And if they can, in what ways? And then finally, to explore dreaming of our exes. And the reason I've included this one is because the blog that I wrote about dreaming of our exes actually was written in response to a pandemic question when a radio show asked me to address dreams of exes, which were more prevalent during pandemic time. So I thought these three things worked together quite well. So we begin with a blog which I wrote in July 2020 for the Dream Academy. I have two blog roles, one at the Dream Academy and one at janeteresa.com. So this one was at the Dream Academy, July 2020, and I called it Unconscious Wealth. Unconscious Wealth. I woke up this morning shortly after meeting a man in my dreams who told me about his website. It was called unconscious wealth.com.blog. Actually, all he told me was the name of his site, and he was quite specific about the .com.blog part. It was an isolated dream, just a brief meeting, the mention of the website, and then I was awake, grinning from ear to ear. I had gone to sleep knowing I needed to think of a topic for today's blog, and my dreaming mind had presented me with a title, Unconscious Wealth. I instantly liked it. My waking mind buzzed with ideas, which I'll now whittle down into a short blog rather than a book. It would make a good book title though, wouldn't it? One of the functions of dreaming is creative problem solving, coming up with potential solutions for physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual challenges. Some of the solutions will be obvious and exciting, ones you'll be eager to action because they feel right, like the unconscious wealth idea for today's blog from my dream. Some dream solutions will be wildly crazy in a surreal way, offering golden nuggets once you cut through the symbolism and play with the themes. An example might be dreaming of training a reluctant elephant to talk when you've been experiencing a relationship difficulty. You might discover that your dreaming mind pictured the elephant in the room, that issue that neither of you wanted to acknowledge, the issue that needs to be expressed to help resolve the difficulties. Commonly, your dreaming mind will tackle a problem but not find a solution. Instead, it will reflect the way your mindset approaches the problem, showing you why the problem is likely to remain unresolved until your mindset is changed. You'll recognize these dreams because their stories are unresolved. A simple example might be dreaming of running away and hiding from a wild animal, yet as such a dream inevitably evolves, the wild animal finds you and you start running and hiding again and again and again. You might learn from such a dream that your conscious or unconscious mindset is programmed to run and hide rather than face whatever that wild animal represents in your life. It might represent a wildness within you, wonderful or not so wonderful, or an energy or situation you see as problematic in your life. The solution to the problem begins with facing your wildness, the situation, or the energy in your life. It's a more long-winded route, but such a dream does offer you a solution to your problem. Your unconscious mind is an immeasurable reservoir of untold wealth, untold until the moment you decide to interpret and listen to your dreams. People often think of the unconscious as a dark and scary place, a place where memories, emotions, and thoughts are repressed. It is true that we stuff a lot of what we don't want to remember, feel or think into our unconscious, but it's facing that scary wildness instead of hiding from it that delivers a wealth of positive healing results. The unconscious mind can also hold a wealth of untapped potential, neglected talents and gifts, untried courage, undiscovered perspectives, ignored wisdom, unused skills, and endless love and compassion awaiting your permission to flow into expression in your world. The unconscious mind is extremely powerful, often holding sway over our conscious decisions and intentions, making itself felt in our drives and actions, or rippling as synchronicities played out before our eyes. By its very nature, being unconscious, it can leave us confused about our waking life experiences, questioning why we seem destined to live through repeated patterns, to encounter the same blocks, to find it difficult to resolve certain issues, or to be mystified by amazing synchronicities. When you learn the art and science of interpreting your unique personal dreams, you have the opportunity to acquaint yourself with the true depth of your unconscious wealth and bring the treasures of your choice into the light of day. My dream last night reminded me that I have a wealth of blog ideas stowed away in my unconscious mind, as well as a wealth of resources for you to explore in the hundreds of blogs about dreams and dreaming that I have written for you over the past 11 years at janetheresa.com and the past nearly four years at the Dream Academy. Both effectively provide unconscious wealth via .com/blog websites. So that's all about helping ourselves through understanding our dreams, and that leads us to the question then about, can our dreams help other people? And this was a subject that I explored in a blog that I wrote for janetheresa.com in September 2020. Can our dreams help other people? I dreamed about you last night and I think you should know. Can our dreams help other people? Yes and no, and perhaps not in the way that you think. So let's explore. Let's look at the opening example first. If you dream of a friend having an accident, have you tuned into a future event? And should you warn them about the details and advise them to take care? Or if you dream of a friend's partner cheating on them, should you give them a heads up? Or perhaps you dream of a fabulous solution to a problem that a close friend has been talking about. Should you share your dream's brilliant idea with them? Most, if not all, of our dreams are about ourselves, even when they appear to be about other people. On extremely rare occasions, people may incorporate telepathic or psychic information into their dreams, but while acknowledging that this can happen, it's far more constructive and helpful to look at our dreams as reflections of our own unconscious and unconscious experiences. If you dream about a friend or anyone known or unknown to you in waking life, consider that person to represent an aspect of yourself. A little digging around using the right tools and techniques will help you to identify the aspect of yourself that that person represents. It might be a conscious aspect, or it may be an unconscious aspect, but once you have nailed it, you'll know that you're absolutely right. It will simply feel true right down to your bones. For example, you might discover that the friend you dreamed about, who is rather rash in waking life, represents an aspect of yourself that tends to make quick, rash decisions. You might, like your friend, have a rash streak to your personality, or it might be an unconscious tendency that you keep pushing down deeper and deeper because you are scared of making quick decisions and prefer to go to the other extreme, perhaps even procrastinating. In this example, your dream of your friend's accident may be alerting you to stop and think things through regarding a rash action you have been considering. Or it might be exploring your fears of making a quick decision, fears like things will go wrong. Or maybe the dream is an invitation to allow accidents to happen, not the dramatic accidents portrayed by your dream, but in the sense of making mistakes you can learn from. These are just three of a multitude of possibilities that a dream of a friend's accident might reveal once you know how to interpret your dreams. The exact meaning of your dream will be reflected in the specific details of your dream. In the same way, your dream about your friend's partner cheating on her is highly likely to be about the ways you cheat on yourself. Not in any major dramatic way necessarily, but in the sense of dropping a promise you had made to yourself, or straying from a path you had chosen, or judging yourself for wanting to make a change that might actually be good, but feels like cheating. Seeing people in your dreams as representing aspects of yourself is something that takes practice, but once you have the skill under your belt, you will be deeply rewarded for your diligence in taking this approach to interpreting your dreams. Your options in life become much clearer as you come to know your inner world and see your way to resolving inner conflicts. What about the question of dreaming a fabulous solution to a problem that a close friend has been talking about? Our dreams process our conscious and unconscious experiences, so if you have been chatting with that friend and her problem has engaged you, it's highly likely that your dream will take that experience on board for processing. Creative problem solving can be at its best when we get out of our own way. When you set aside conscious thinking, editing, and looking at a problem from inside the box of the usual standard approaches, magic can happen. Perspectives can shift. Out-of-the-box solutions can pop up. When you dream, your logical editing mind is mostly resting, and your unconscious mind can come out to play, pitching wild ideas, some of which are absolutely brilliant. In this way, dreaming can provide us with an excellent problem-solving resource, though you do need to let the dafter ideas go as you search through the madness for that one shining workable winner. In this case, you might come up with a solution that your friend might like. Share away. On the other hand, our dreaming mind is really purposed at processing our own experiences. So your dream will be focused on your particular mindset and what solution would work or not work for you, given your unique individual makeup in her situation. Such a dream may also explore why you might be driven to solve your friend's problem. Or it might explore a similar kind of problem within your own world that happens to resonate with your friends. For example, your friend's problem might be about how to protect her business from being drained of its financial resources, while your dream might have taken the cue from her problem and gone in to process your tendency to overlook your value and give too much of yourself away in a personal relationship, draining yourself of energy. Your dream might be read both ways, as a possibly inspired solution for your friend and as an insight into an energetically similar problem in your own life. Are there other ways in which our dreams can help other people? One that springs to mind is dream sharing. You may have experienced this personally if you have listened to other episodes of this podcast where we have guests on the show asking about their own dreams. Every so often, a guest brings on a dream that resonates with what is going on in your life. Her sharing provides an opportunity for you to see your situation in a different way. This is especially true when a guest's dream touches upon the kinds of experiences that so many of us share from time to time. Grief, loss, change, the discovery of hidden potential, negotiating relationships, fears of being judged, feeling stuck, lingering in comfort zone, and so on. As a listener, you experience being helped by another person's dream. As a guest on the show, sharing your dream, you perhaps never know how many people your dream helps. Another way of offering your dreams to help other people is to share them in a dream group, always bearing in mind that your dream is absolutely about you and your life and perspectives, but knowing that this sharing can help other people to gain personal insight by seeing life through the lens of your dreams. Have you heard about social dreaming? So social dreaming exists in various forms, and I'm not an expert in this process, but from what I understand, the idea is for people to come together to share dreams in the hope of understanding more about the prevailing culture and perhaps divining messages for the common good. A relevant example right now is the COVID-19 pandemic. Globally, many of us are dreaming about the pandemic, our fears, our strategies, our ideas, our adaptation to change, our losses, our potential gains in the shape of future positive change, our light, our shadows. Our dreams process our similar shared experiences through the lenses of our individual unique perspectives. So just as we might gain insight from other people's dreams in a dream group or through listening to a podcast like this one, The Dream Show, we might gain insight from listening to other people's dreams in a social dreaming group, where the group comes together specifically to explore shared themes. Social dreaming takes sharing a step further, asking each participant not only to share a dream, but to associate to other people's dreams as if they were their own, or as if they were material dreamed for global purpose. Another application of social dreaming is its use within an organisation, such as a business struggling with a problem, for example. The assumed given is that everyone working for the business experiences the problem on some level. And so sharing dreams may provide an avenue to share individual perspectives of the problem and highlight the organisational culture at both conscious and unconscious levels. When this works well, It is most certainly a case of using our dreams to help other people, as well as finding help through other people's dreams. My one big reservation around social dreaming, however, is that it deflects the focus away from interpreting our dreams as reflections of our own self. It's all too tempting to believe that our dreams are not about ourselves, but that they are about or for other people. Our dreams can reveal our deepest shadows, and when we go there with courage, they can gift us with life-changing insight for personal and spiritual growth. So let's not be blinded in an effort to help others through our dreams to overlook helping ourselves. Change begins within. Dreams offer us that opportunity. So, can dreams help other people? Yes, but most profoundly by using them to help yourself and inspiring other people to do the same. So let's really drive that home by looking at dreaming about your ex. This is one of those dream themes that people can find really difficult to step back from and explore as a dream about the self and not about the ex. So I wrote this blog, Dreaming About Your Ex, for the Dream Academy in May 2020. So bear in mind when I mention the pandemic during this blog that we're going right back to May 2020. Dreaming about your ex. Does dreaming about your ex mean you should get in contact or get back together? No. So what do these confusing dreams mean? If you're dreaming about an ex in the very early days of the breakup, your dreams are likely to be processing your feelings about it all. Take the feelings you experienced in your dream, anger, regret, betrayal, shame, loss, grief, missing out, taunted, dismissed, not good enough, relief, hope, freedom, whatever turned up for you in the dream, and separate them from the storyline of the dream. So just focus on the feelings and the flow of the feelings. Do the dream feelings correspond with how you're feeling about the breakup? Or might these dream feelings be rumbling in your unconscious mind? Are you pushing these feelings away, or are you as yet unaware of these deeper emotions? The more you recognize and acknowledge your true feelings, the healthier you'll be during the breakup and after. Healing and closure will arrive sooner. If you want more insight, turn back to the dream to explore the other details. Dreams that you have about your ex months, years, or decades later can be very worrying until you understand them. People often ask me why they dream of an ex when they found closure and are very happily living life on their own or with a new partner. They worry that their dreams reveal an unconscious attraction or desire to be back with the ex, and they worry about what their dreams say about their current relationship. On the other side of the coin, people often contact me to ask why their partners are dreaming about an ex and what can be done to stop the dreams. And occasionally, couples come forward together to ask about their concerns. Dreams about exes are symbolic. Dreams are the result of your brain and mind processing your conscious and unconscious experiences of the last 1 to 2 days, and then comparing these to past similar experiences. Your brain and mind search for symbols to represent your experiences, and your ex may turn up to be a perfect symbol. So, for example, if you've been experiencing issues with confidence, and your ex was super confident, or severely lacked confidence, or undermined your confidence, he or she may be a perfect dream symbol to represent issues with confidence. Your dream goes about its business of processing your confidence issues, marching out the X as a simple symbol. Dreams are always about you. Dreams aren't about the people who appear in your dreams. You are not connecting with them in a twilight zone. There's no undercover secret relationship going on in these dreams other than the relationship you, the dreamer, have with yourself. In this way, you can look at people in your dreams, including your exes, as symbols of aspects of yourself. symbols of your conscious or unconscious feelings, thoughts, beliefs, patterns of behavior, personality, or attitude. Whatever shape your relationship with your ex was like in the past, or is like now, their appearance in a dream should be welcomed. They bring a gift, an opportunity to get to know yourself more deeply. Well, let's rephrase that. In choosing an ex as a dream symbol, your dreaming mind offers you a gift, an opportunity to get to know yourself more deeply. Your ex in real life has got absolutely nothing to do with your dream. The challenge with these dreams is that they often feel so real and everyday in their storylines that it's difficult to step away and see them as symbolic. You might have a dream about a purple crocodile flying above a raging ocean where a bizarre yacht race is in process, and you'd know straight away on waking that it was a dream. It couldn't happen in real life. But when you wake up from a dream of an ex in an everyday setting, it's harder to grasp that it's symbolic. If your emotions were intense in the dream, it's easy to think that it's not in the same category as a normal dream, but it is. How do you work out what your ex symbolizes in your dream? One tip is to ask yourself how you see the energy of your ex in real life. Is he or she short-tempered, forgiving, picky, adventurous, focused, deceitful, supportive? What word or words come up? What energy did he or she show in the dream? This is a good starting point for discovering what your ex means as a dream symbol, but there are many more tools and techniques to employ when you interpret a dream. If you do my online course, How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step, it gives you everything you need to be able to interpret your dreams and understand how they relate to your life and what you can take from them, including tools and techniques to work out what your ex in your dream symbolizes. Dreams of getting back together with an ex, with or without sex, are about getting together with parts of yourself, integrating aspects of yourself that you have lost touch with, or integrating new aspects represented by your ex. What are you merging with in life? Do you feel good about this or not so good? As a simple example, if you think of your ex as being studious, are you becoming more studious? If you think of your ex as being moody, are you becoming more aware of being moody yourself? Dreams of getting back together with an ex can also reflect closure. Interesting that, isn't it? Such dreams may be more about forgiveness of the ex and of yourself, taking the lessons and gifts of the relationship on board. The intimacy of the dream can reflect you integrating all of this into your sense of self, becoming at one with a past experience, moving forward all the wiser. Again, the ex in the dream is a symbol of what is happening within you. These dreams of getting back together with an ex may also reflect feelings of slipping back into old ways, perhaps relating with your current partner in a similar way to how you related to an ex. You might regard these as warning dreams, or as dreams that help you to identify your relationship patterns. Again, it's all about you. Your dream symbols and the other details in your dream help you to understand yourself more deeply. And when you understand yourself more deeply, you understand why you experience life in the way that you do and what you need to do to change this if you wish. Another tip to help you understand dreams about your ex is to look at the dream as an allegory. So, for example, if you dreamed of feeling victimized by your ex, where in your life are you feeling a victim or fearing being a victim? If you dreamed of helping your ex heal from a hurt, where in your life are you helping yourself to heal from an emotional hurt? Are you having more dreams about your ex during this COVID pandemic? On the weekend before I wrote this blog, back in May 2020, I was a guest on ABC Radio Triple J's show, The Hookup, a show about sex and relationships. Their listeners were reporting having more dreams about their exes during the COVID pandemic, and they wanted to know why. Typically, when a relationship ends, we encounter a period of uncertainty. Even if we have specific plans, we're anticipating the change and we're not entirely sure how it will pan out. More often than not, though, our plans are less specific, perhaps even vague, and we don't necessarily feel in control of how things are rolling out. Will it be a clean break? Are there financial and other details to work out? Where will you live? During this pandemic, uncertainty is rife, and many people are worrying about or experiencing similar issues to those they encountered when breaking up with their ex. The dreaming mind may pop an ex into a dream to symbolize change, uncertainty, or any of your feelings or concerns during the pandemic that resonate for you with your breakup. The ex may symbolize uncertainty, change, or an aspect of yourself that is dealing with this. Lockdown during the pandemic forced us to re-examine our lives, our priorities, ourselves. We processed this and our fears, anxieties, stresses, and raw emotions about the situation in our dreams. No wonder our exes made more frequent appearances in our dreams, symbolizing aspects of ourselves that were under review. Our relationships potentially teach us more about ourselves than we may ever learn solo. They can bring out the best and the worst in us. They help us to confront our true self and how we respond under pressure. For all these reasons, exes make wonderful dream symbols of the best and the worst of us, elements we need to accept and integrate while we are doing the work of deciding what changes we wish to see and to be in the post-COVID world. So don't dismiss those dreams about your ex, and don't sweep them under the carpet in an effort to protect your current partner from concern. Talk about your dreams, find out how to interpret them, and use them to enrich your life going forward. So I hope that helped to give you lots of ideas going into 2021 and to encourage you to really understand the amazing unconscious wealth that your dreams can present you with. And I hope you enjoyed the occasional change in format from being a guest, having a guest on the show. If you'd like to be a guest on the Dream Show and bring a dream to me anonymously for us to discuss on air, well, we record it, discuss for other people to listen to and help other people in that way. The way to do that is to go to janeteresa.com, go to the menu, go to podcasts, and in the drop-down box, you'll find Be a Guest on the Dream Show. It's something you volunteer to do, of course. Fill in the form there, it comes straight to me. I did mention my courses a couple of times during that episode, so if you haven't done them yet or you're interested, go to the Dream Academy, that's dream-academy-online.com, and you'll find all the information about the courses there. And you know, you can buy a course and click, and you're instantly you get instant access to the courses, so you can begin at any time in your own time, dream-academy-online.com. Or go to janeteresa.com to find out about all my other services and, of course, to explore all the free resources there, including listening through all the past episodes of the podcast, The Dream Show with Jane Teresa Anderson. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. Please rate and review. I don't know why people don't do it. I'd love you to, I know some of you have, and thank you so much for that, but I'd love you to just go the extra mile and just, particularly if you're on your phone and it's really easy, just scroll down, rate us for 4 or 5 stars if you really enjoyed it, and even go that extra step and leave a review, because it helps. The more stars we have, the more reviews we have, the more people find this podcast when they're searching for podcasts about dreams. And that's what it's all about, is trying to get the word out there to help people to understand their dreams and enjoy all the resources. That said, we have been going for since 2009, and we are listened to in 26 countries. So we have a huge listenership, and I'm sure people let people know by word of mouth about our podcast, but we just don't have those numbers of reviews, that it will be really, really lovely to have. Thank you very much. Our next episode, episode 240, is due on Shuffle Shuffle My Pieces of Paper, because it's on a different piece of paper to the paper that I've got in my hand. Our next episode, 240, comes out on the 25th of February, 2021, if you're listening to this in real time. Have a wonderful month. I'll speak with you then. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.